Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Dealing with Loss. In this file, I will try to help you deal with some difficult emotions. Almost everyone has felt loss at one point or another in their life, and it can be for all kinds of reasons. Someone who died, someone who had to go away or move, or having to leave after a wonderful holiday. And there is one thing that each of these have in common. It was something good, something wonderful, maybe even something amazing. That had to end. And you're not sad because you felt something beautiful or amazing. You're sad because it had to end. And being sad is okay. It's normal to feel sad. It's normal to feel sad after losing something that was beautiful or wonderful. It is okay to be sad when you have to leave something or someone behind. It's okay to cry when emotions become stronger than you can bear. There's nothing shameful or wrong about crying. Because of something amazing. What's really important is that you remember why you're sad, that you remember the reason for every single tear. You're sad because you were happy. You're sad because you felt so good, so happy, so free, and something had to change. And that change can be painful. And who knows, maybe the change is permanent, maybe it's temporary. But it's something that you have to deal with. Right now. So it's okay to cry. It's okay to let your emotions flow. It's okay to embrace the sadness as an intense reminder of how much you care. Caring is a very complicated feeling. Loving even more so. When we lose someone or something, it can be very intense. It can be very scary. It can be incredibly difficult to deal with it. But remember, you're not sad because bad things happened to you. You're sad because something good stopped. You're crying because something that filled your heart with light had to go away for a while. It's difficult. It's really difficult. And I know it's difficult. I know it's so very difficult. So it's okay. It's good to cry. It's good to remember. It's good to hold on. To hold on to the feelings, to memories, so don't be afraid of your tears. Carry them like an armor, like your flag. Being sad is nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing that you need to hide. It's something that you are right now, something that you feel right now. But you're not alone. You're not alone. It's okay. And even though the situation may suck a lot, you'll be okay. It's okay to feel that something has just been ripped from your body. It's natural to feel stuck. It's normal to feel bewildered, to feel estranged from the world, as if the world still looks so normal. And yet, something has changed. But you'll be okay. Remember the good times. Remember the why. Remember that you were happy. That you're crying because you have memories that glow. Memories that cheer you up. Memories that make you happy. And right now your tears may feel overwhelming. Your sadness may feel like a wall preventing you from even seeing those memories. But they're there. Those memories are still there. They're not going to go away just because you're sad. And don't make yourself forget. Remembering something beautiful is a good thing. It is part of who you are. You're not alone. Because you are listening to me. You are reaching out. You are seeking comfort, warmth. And I think we both know that I have those in stock. Crying is a feeling that many people see as weakness, as a sign of not being strong enough to deal with something. But that's not true. Crying is a symbol, a sign that you have felt something, that you cared about something, that you love something. Crying is a sign of strength. It shows that you dare to feel. It shows that you dare to let it out. It shows that you're not afraid to feel your own emotions. And I'm sorry if my words touched a sore place, but know that I did so only to help. and that I do so to help you. Because I know you're sad. I know you want to cry more, and I know you want to hide it from the world. That's okay. You're not required to show the whole world how you feel. So cry when you feel safe. Let it out when you feel safe. Remember the why. Remember what you've lost and why it means so much to you. Remember and allow yourself to smile even in your tears. Because no matter what you've lost, it must have been something good. Because if you lost something terrible, you'd be partying instead. That's okay. There are all kinds of ways to deal with loss. This is just one of them. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're letting me in. Happy to see that you're open for the possibility of dealing with loss. Thank you.